Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Harry Brawl, the president and CEO of Pathpoint, an organization I'm delighted to say my wife, Gaynor, works part-time for. Harry, as you know, for the last 16 years, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, from your experience, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Harry, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate the chance to come on, and definitely appreciate that Gaynor is a coworker of mine. So that's been a neat thing. So Pathpoint supports people with disabilities, mental health disabilities, developmental disabilities, intellectual disabilities, to live the life that they choose. And we do that in Southern California and Central California in 5 counties. We support about 2,500 people and have different opportunities for them to live independently that we support, to work and get jobs. I think that's where Gaynor is involved with us, as well as to integrate and be inclusive into the community. And what we do, I mean, so answering your question, I thought I'd take sort of a different spin on it and maybe put out just one thing that I think matters, in my view, more than anything. I'm going to introduce it by using a quote from one of my favorite quotes that I found fairly recently, but a guy named Henry James, who said, "Three things in human life are important. The first is to be kind. The second is to be kind. And the third is to be kind." And to me, that is, if take one thing away from this, it's that kindness is the most important thing in creating a compassionate, empathetic, and friendly organization. And being kind doesn't mean you don't have difficult conversations or you avoid conflict. In some ways, the kindness thing to do is to address conflict straight on and to work through difficult situations. And there may be times when an employee's talents don't line up with the position that they're in. And the kind approach is to talk that through and figure out a resolution. But to me, this is the area I think that probably a lot of us in our lives, from our personal lives to our business lives to our leadership roles, can think perhaps a little differently about how we work, how we interact with other people. And I think that this is what can make a difference. It's something I've worked really hard on in my own life to work on. Someone cuts me off in traffic, to suspend judgment and realize they may be having a hard day. They may have a visual impairment that's, they didn't see me. They may have had a difficult family situation. Suspend judgment, treat them with kindness, and move on. So that's my take. I know I didn't take the full 5 minutes, but I think if people walk away with any one thing, it would be to remember to be kind. So thanks for this, Paul.
Love that, Harry. And if I could just offer a quick response to that, I so much agree with that. And I'm not just saying this to be polite. We did a whole study all about the roots of effective leadership. And one of those roots we found from all of our research was that great leaders exhibit kindness. And to your point, it doesn't mean that they're a pushover, but even when there's tough decisions to make, there's a kindness in how that decision is made and how that message is portrayed. So I really agree with that. Well, Harry, on behalf of everybody who watches these, and as you know, they become immensely popular, thank you for your clear and concise contribution on helping people and organizations be their best. Just a shout out to the listeners and the viewers, just a reminder, keep an eye on the events page of our website for the professional development webinars we have coming up on a regular basis. Harry, could I offer you a virtual high five all the way from Valencia up to Santa Barbara?
Sounds great.
Harry, thanks ever so much. I really do appreciate your time. And just on a personal note, as you well know, I so massively admire the work that you're doing. It's been, I've said to you before and I'll say it again, I can honestly say if you said to Gaynor tomorrow, there is no budget, we can't pay you, she'd say, well, can I still come? And I just think what you guys are doing is just absolutely admirable, noble work. So a big thank you from me to you.
Thank you.
Cheers, Harry. Have a great weekend.
YouTube.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.